Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you once again on this hot Sunday afternoon. Most of you have come here for one reason: to find freedom from your everyday experiences, to be liberated, to be self-realized. To attain nirvana, satori. To become enlightened. Yet, does the sun have to be enlightened? Your real nature is moksha, liberation. You have always been that and nothing else. But some of you do not believe this, do not feel this, have had no experiences of this. For this reason, it is my responsibility to see that you awaken. That's why I'm here. I am responsible for you. If you realize this, if you understand what I'm talking about, you will let go of everything else. All of your attachments, all of your fears, all of your frustrations, all of the things that you've been holding on to for years will be given up. And when you give up these things, divine grace flows by itself, and you will be where you are now, awakened, but you don't know it. One of the things you have to work on yourself is passion. You must give up all passion for this world and the things in it. You must develop this passion. Now, to some of you, this sounds terrible. Not to have passion for things of this world, not to be passionately in love. What I'm referring to is having this passion for the world of Maya and having total passion for the self. As an example, if you're intimate with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife or a camel or a yak, whatever turns you on, you no longer think you're with that kind of a being, whatever it may be. Rather, you start to understand that you're loving yourself. The camel becomes yourself. Your partner, your lover becomes yourself. It is yourself that you're in love with. Not the self called Robert or Mary or Jane or Joe. But the self is consciousness. You have total passion for yourself. as you love the trees, the sky, the world, you no longer think it's a world of Maya, a world of illusion, but it's an extension of yourself. The absolute reality. The effortless, choiceless, pure awareness. It is yourself you're making love to. When you think it's another human being, this falls it. When you think it's a person, place, or thing, this spoils it. It is always the self. There is only the self and nothing else. When you begin to understand this, you begin to move in the right direction. Otherwise, if you're looking at people as a person, place, or thing, you're making a terrible mistake. That brings sorrow. It brings unhappiness. It brings jealousy, fear, frustration. But when you know you're with the self, then there's freedom. No restrictions. No laws, no rules, no regulations. You're always with the self. You've always been the self. So there are two ways of seeing this world. One is Maya, the grand illusion. You want nothing to do with this. This is what creates problems. This appears to create animosity, sorrow. But then there's the real world. The world of the self. The world of bliss. The world of total joy. Unalloyed peace and happiness. This is what you really are. This is your real nature, your swarupa. You have always been this, and you will always be this. Forget about the past. Do not worry about the future. I have total faith, total joy in yourself. Only when you can understand yourself as all-pervading consciousness can you possibly understand that all the universe is an emanation of your mind. Everything that you see comes out of you. You are the creator. You are the God. You are the Avatar. The Atman. All the gods that you've heard of, the Buddha, Krishna, Jehovah, Allah, they're all you. You are that. You are nothing else but that. You have always been that. Tat Svam Asi. This is you. Why do you look at yourself as a simple mortal being with problems? Always thinking about the future. Think about your pride and your ego. Drop that. Give it up. So two things to understand is that self-realization is not your responsibility, it's mine. For you have sought me out. I am here for you, not for me. But you have to give up the rest. It's up to you to diligently work on yourself to remove all these false concepts that you've had for years, for centuries, for many lives. It means you have to be totally honest with yourself. Totally honest, completely honest with yourself. To see the way you've been carrying on. To see how your thoughts have been ruling you. Your mind has been telling you this is like this and this is like that. This is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. Being judgmental all the time. This is what has to be given up. Totally, completely. Do not concern yourself about this world. For a mortal man can never understand this world at all. This world appears very confusing, very chaotic. There seems to be so many wonderful things in this world, and yet there seems to be so much destruction, man and humanity to man. Dastardly things going on everywhere, intermingled with the beauty and joy of this world. It becomes very confusing to the mortal man. Then you see yourself getting older and older, all of your material plans have gone by the wayside. And even if you've accomplished great things, you have to leave them when it's time to go. You start to think to yourself, what is life all about? Who am I? What am I really? What is the source of everything? And no one's ever explained these things to you. So you believe life is a chance. It's a chance you've been born. You've gone through prevailing conditions. You get older, you die. You have no idea what's going on. Therefore, I say to you, leave the world alone. Do not believe you have to bring peace to this world. There's a greater power that knows the way, that takes care of this world, this universe. And it needs no help from you. The only way you can help this world is by awakening. Becoming self-realized. How do you help this world by becoming self-realized? When you become self-realized, you are no longer a body. You are all-pervading consciousness. The absolute reality. You are boundless space. You become the trees, the mountains, the rivers. The animals, the insects, the birds. You have become everything. You are the self. The imperishable, immutable self. But when you can't see this, you act as an independent agent, thinking you're going to make this a better world in which to live, sticking up for your rights, trying to change people's opinions, protesting about this and about that. I admit all these things are necessary in this world. But this is what Maya is about. Maya is a wonderful illusion. It makes you believe you've got to do something to change things in this world. But I can assure you nothing will ever change. It will appear to change for a while. Things will appear slightly better at times, and it will be slightly worse at times. There will be cataclysms, destructions, all sorts of things happen to this world. This is the nature of this world. It has absolutely nothing to do with you. Yet at the same time, you are the world. I always contradict myself. This is a teaching. It's a total contradiction. But the ultimate reality is, let go of everything, know yourself as omnipresence, and you will be total happiness and total freedom. As you try to understand these things, as you begin to ponder what I'm talking about, you look for a way to remove everything from your mind, to empty the mind. You begin to inquire, to whom do all these thoughts come? To whom does the feeling of humanity come? To whom does this universe come? To whom does the ego come? And you smile to yourself, you keep still. You will soon realize that everything comes to you. It comes to you. I think these things. I believe this and I believe that. I feel hurt. I feel this way. I feel that way. A new revelation comes to you. I. You begin to see that the I thought is the culprit. From the moment you get out of bed in the morning, you begin with the I, and it never ends till you fall asleep. Therefore, the only peace you ever get is when you're in deep sleep. When you're in deep sleep, the I returns to the heart, to the source. There's nothing going on, nothing happening. At that time, you're unconsciously self-realized. This is why when you get up in the morning, you say to yourself, I slept good. You're talking about I. I slept good. What you really mean to say is the I wasn't interfering with your life. But as soon as you begin to think, you say, I'm late for work. I have to catch the bus. I have a headache. I have to eat breakfast. And you go on and on and on with this I, it never stops. All day long it's I. Think about this. Am I not telling you the truth? You're always thinking about I this and I that. So the night time comes again, you go to sleep. Again, the I goes back into the source, into the heart, and you're at peace once more. Until you wake up and it starts all over again. After doing this for 1,000,000 years, you get to this stage when you'll ask yourself, who am I? What is this I? How does it arise? From whence does it come? And this is the beginning of wisdom. When you inquire for the source of the I. You ultimately begin to trace the I to the source. When you do this finally, when the I is in the source, it's just like when you're in deep sleep, except you're conscious. Think about this for a moment. In deep sleep, you have no I, so as we turn to the source, you're totally happy, but you're unconscious of it. When you attain what we call self-realization, it means the I is returned to its source while you're awake. There's nobody left to think. There's no one left to worry or to fret or to be unhappy. You are merged with the infinite. With the all-pervading Brahman. If you understand this, and you practice this, you will become the happiest person in this world. We're on the way to finding the I source. You begin to feel happier and happier every day. The old thoughts melt away. The old you dissolves. You become free. Of course, you got a choice. And this is your choice. Whom shall I follow this day? God or Mammon? Which simply means following Mammon is following the world. The world of illusion, which keeps tricking you, making you believe you should do this and to do that, and to go here and to go there. When you follow God, you're following yourself. You're following the Dharma, Swarupa. You no longer feel sorry for yourself. You no longer feel guilty about the sins of commission and omission of the past. Your mind becomes clear. Peaceful. Your mind becomes like a mirror. And since the mirror is unable to see itself, it sees its reflection in the world as peace, love, harmony, joy. As you continue to work on yourself this way, day comes when all this is gone, and you are gone. You become nothing, good for nothing. You go beyond nothingness. Which is ineffable. Something that cannot be explained. There are no words or thoughts to understand this. Yet you've got it all within you. Everything you need is within you. You are the one. All the tools that you need are within yourself. But you have to make the move to do something. As I said, leave the realization up to me. Work on yourself. Get rid of all the stuff that has kept you bound for so many years. You know what it is. The fears, preconceived ideas, all these things that have kept you in bondage all these years. Let go of them. Give them up. Surrender everything. Which means you really have a job on your hands. Yet I tell you all the time, everything is preordained. Everything is karmic. This is true for the average person who does nothing to find realization for themselves. Then your entire life appears to be karmic. Yet when you begin to work on yourself, when you begin to see the truth, when you begin to inquire all day long, who am I, wherever you are, whatever you do, and you go deeper, deeper within, all of karma is transcended. Everything is transcendent. You have become a totally free being. The question arises, if everyone becomes free in this world, how will the world function? People always ask me this. I have told you, do not concern yourself with this world. There is one that takes care of this world. When you merge with the one, you'll understand this. So you don't have to go running around trying to improve world conditions any longer. Everything is as it should be. This is something you have to comprehend totally. Everything is in its right place. Everyone is where they belong, karmically speaking. There are no mistakes. None have been made. None are being made, none will ever be made. There is no past, there is no future. There is only this moment in which you live. In this moment, ask yourself, who am I? And see where you go. Remind yourself every day, that you are not a doer, you are not the body nor the mind. Keep reminding yourself daily that you are Para Brahman, beyond Brahman. You are choiceless, effortless, pure awareness. You are Nirvana, the ultimate reality, the ultimate oneness. Stand up tall. Do not be afraid any longer. There is nothing that can hurt you. There's nothing in this world that can actually do anything to you. You are free. You are the substratum of all existence. Everything is an image on consciousness. The whole universe, all the planets, all the galaxies are all images on consciousness. And you are consciousness. Know yourself and be free. It is now the time again to play Stump the Guru. Can we pass the basket around? Still all these ridiculous questions.
Robert, when you see someone that you love very much going down a very destructive path, how can you become detached?
You realize that person does not belong to you, belongs to God. Therefore, if you have the right wisdom, you will do something to try to help that person. But then again, karmically, that person has been given to you. We need to go through this experience. So the correct answer for this, of course, is to know yourself. If you know yourself, it will take care of the person. For yourself is that person. The greater you know yourself, the greater help the person will receive. Because there's only one, and you are that. But when you separate yourself by saying, this person's doing this, and I'm trying to stop this person in this duality, and things get progressively worse. But if you know who you are, then nothing will happen to this person that's supposed to happen. I know that's hard. Sometimes you want to grab the person and shake them. And you want to interfere and do something for them. Yet if we can always remember that everything is in its right place, and see who we are, we'll take care of everything. We've never done things like this before. We've always taken action. And sometimes the action seems to work. For we have halted a certain situation that appears to be terrible, going in terrible directions, and we put a stop to it. This is only temporary. Whatever the person has to go through, they will go through one way or the other. The only relief is to awaken. Consequently, when you awaken, you will see things differently. And that's how you help the person. Okay, Mary.
Robert, what causes a person to display self-righteous anger to defend another person or a cause? Can you explain?
It's all ego. What else? Only the ego is self-righteous. Only the ego goes for causes. If you understand what I was talking about today, if you understand slightly how this universe works, you will see that going for causes is another solution. It appears to be a solution, but it's a temporary solution. Go back in retrospect and see how many justifiable causes there have been in this world since the beginning of time. There have always been causes, righteous causes, causes for peace and justice. Has the world become any better? Take a look at this world. And yet, the people who are fighting for these causes are necessary. This is their dharma. To do what they're doing, I suppose. But for the people who have come to meetings like this, you have been in this type of teaching for many incarnations. This is why you're able to comprehend something of what I'm talking to you about. The average person in the street has no interest in anything like this. The average activist had nothing to do with things like this. They would have no interest. But you are here. Therefore, there's something in your heart that wants to unfold and become self-realized and become free.
If I think it enables me to sit in silence before going to work in the morning, should I actively seek to be transferred closer to home, or should I just work on who am I, or trust that right action will take place and my job will be where it's supposed to be, and I should just meekly go where I'm told?
We don't want to be meek. And we don't want to be self-righteous. We want to be the self, period. Therefore, if you can sort of slow down your mind by allowing it to rest in the self to an extent, by removing thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and going to a higher plateau by inquiring, who am I? To whom do these things come? Then you will be safe. But if you see you cannot do this yet, if you're afraid you'll get fired from your job, you won't have any money, you'll go to the poorhouse, you'll become a homeless person, then by all means you have to do what you have to do. So you have two choices. Either discover who you are, your true nature is, by understanding that there's a power that takes care of you, the power that knows the way, that will always love you and put you in the right place. Or go where you have to go and do what you have to do. The choice is always yours. There's not one answer and one choice to this question. It depends on the person, where they are, where they're at. If I took on a person from the street and told her, everything will go well with you, don't worry. You don't have to beg, you don't have to steal. That person may stop to death. That person's karma is to steal and to beg. And we have no right to tell a person how to live. But if that person was able to see the light, so to speak, what the truth is, that they're not the doer, they're not the body, they're not the mind, then they will be lifted up from where they are into a high state of consciousness and will be taken care of. So you know where you are by the type of thoughts that come into your head, by the type of feelings, emotions that come to you, by how you feel every day. Take the right action. Only two questions, Robert.
Earlier you said that when you go to sleep and you're dreamless, it's going to be a pain of your senses, your eyes are open. What if you see a dream, and a lot of spiritual traditions and religions say that you learn by your dreams, being guided.
There are three states of consciousness, so to speak. The waking, the sleeping, and the dreaming. The deep sleep is when you are self-realized, there are no thoughts, but you're unconscious of the fact. The dream state is like this. When you're dreaming, you're simply in another state of consciousness that appears very real to you. And it is real as long as you're dreaming. And when you awaken from the dream, you are in this state of consciousness, which is also a dream. Therefore, what we want to do is to remove all of the dreaming completely and totally and become absolutely free. So when you wake up in the morning and you remember your dream, ask yourself, who dreamt? And you'll say, I dreamt. Then you'll realize that the dream is part of the I again. So inquire then, who am I? Or where does I come from? And follow the I thread to the source. By repeating again and again to yourself, who am I? Who am I? Which really means, what is the source of the I that has these dreams? And one day the I will go back into the heart center, which is consciousness itself, and it will be free of all dreams. But your dreams should not be taken too seriously. It is like this life. You're dreaming right now that you're a mortal being. You go through many experiences. You have fears, you have happiness, you have all sorts of emotions. If I tell you you're dreaming this, you won't believe me. You tell me, Robert, how can I be dreaming? I'm living it. I tell you you're dreaming. If you listen to me, you'll do what you have to do to get out of the dream. By inquiring, who am I? Where did I come from? So when you're having your dream at night, it's the same thing. It's merely another dream. but you awaken faster. And then you're in this dream. So stop dreaming completely and awaken and be free. Both are correct. I have a great compassion, even though it's meaningless. So I'll get in there and help. I will give $10 to a homeless person. I'll help people to see if I'm there. I want to be part of it. But I realize it's meaningless. I know how to do it. And since I appear as a body, I will do what has to be done. There's no source behind it. I do not consider I'm doing something good, I'm doing something bad, I'm helping someone, I'm not helping someone. I have announcements.
No, we're not going to do
it. Anybody have anything else to say or forever hold your peace?
Remember, there's another location for satsang on Saturdays, in case anybody's never been out to. West Hills location at 23125 Bowes. It's a very different format. We have a lot of chanting loudly.
Go ahead.
That's great.
And it's at 1 o'clock on Saturdays. Please come. It's very different. Better.
What you were describing is action reminds me of the Indian concept of nishkamakam. Is that right?
Yes. Do it.
I'll try. I've experienced it.
It is now time for prasad. And have a lovely tray. Focus, focus.
Focus. You're a sly one.
Where's the crystal ball?
Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, to bow to yourself, For God dwells in you as you. Om Shanti, peace. Thank you for coming. Go forth and multiply. Or do anything you like.